Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm Carmen Hara. So excited to be with you every Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern time, right here on Home Time Radio. But tonight, I have a great topic. Tonight, we'll explore the fascinating topic of reincarnation. Believe me when I say that I have experienced the immense grief that accompanies loss. The knowledge that you'll never see a person you love again is almost too much to bear. As I'm sure you know, by now I'm not stranger to loss because I lost my husband, my parents, a lot of other family members, and several of my beloved pets. Actually, the reason I decided to do this show because reincarnation because I just lost my amazing dog, Valentino. I just lost him recently. He was a Shiba Inu and he was my faithful companion for 14 years. I mean, I don't know if you have dogs, but I was absolutely devastated when he passed. So the truth is that we're never ready to let go of somebody you love, whether it's a human or an animal. Your parents might live up to their 90s, but you're never ready to see them going. Even if you spend 60 years with your spouse, you still can't imagine one day without him. Such is the nature of death. We are never ready for it. But in the right moment, this is happening. When the moment is happening, you have to be ready for it. Now, a few days ago, just after my dog died, I said, I'm going to get a new puppy. Because otherwise, I'm going to be so demoralized, I lose my mind. So the interesting thing is that I bought this new puppy 2 months old. The first thing, you know, I realized that the puppy goes and lay down exactly in the same spot where Valentino used to sleep. He seemed to know the house. He was familiar with the layout of my home. He seemed to display the same mannerism of Valentino. But the way he jumps, the way he scratches himself, so the way he looked in my eyes. And all of a sudden, I had a feeling I was seeing the same soul I knew before. Could it be that Valentino just entered this new body? I was asking myself. So this is where the reincarnation comes in. So seeing your late loved ones again is not only possible, but it's highly likely. The soul who you adore will do anything to return to you by reincarnating into a physical body. Oftentimes with a similar purpose. This is true of human as well as animals because we are all energy and energy never dies. It transfers back and forth endlessly, taking many shapes and different forms. Once energy escapes an expired body, it goes through an outer world process. Then when it's ready, it seeks a new vessel to occupy. So the new body may look different, but the same unmistakable spirit radiates forth. So reincarnation is not a new topic. Probably all of you heard about reincarnation. The theory goes back to the long time as the history of mankind. So the first reference to reincarnation or samsara was made 3,000 years ago in the scriptures of Hinduism known as Hopani Dakshak, that has a weird name, I cannot even pronounce it. From Hinduism, other Eastern religions like Buddhism and Judaism draw their origin and, you know, try to reinforce the idea of reincarnation in their theories. And then came Pythagoras 2,500 years ago in the 6th century before Jesus, who declared that the soul is immortal. Plato elaborated on the teaching of Pythagoras, claiming that the soul passes from one body to another many times, unless, you know, until sometime it reaches the bliss, the divine energy. So knowing this is also called the metempsychosis, the transmigration of the soul. So both Pythagoras and Plato, they talk about the transmigration of the soul. Now, 2,000 years later, a French doctor who took the name that Alain Kardec, he started a new religion called Spiritism, which placed great emphasis on reincarnation, and it became, widespread. More recently, New Age has further tried to talk about the notion of reincarnation. Now, traditionally speaking, the Catholicism, Christianity, Judaism, they don't really recognize reincarnation, but those who practice Kabbalah and all those other esoteric teaching embrace the concept of incarnation. Today, we are free to follow whatever beliefs we resonate with. I think it's safe to say that even the biggest skeptics or the Christians who wonder about the true experiences of the soul, they still believe that there's something happens with us when we leave the physical body. Now, what happens exactly? Where does it go? Does it really jump up to heaven or down to hell or never return? So judging by the never-ending cycle of our world, that answer is just doesn't seem right. If you think of the fact that the season, the plants, the nature constantly recycle themselves, everything comes full circle and everything that dies is born again. So why us not to be born again? So for sure, in my opinion, we are going to birth, to death and rebirth. And for me, I do believe in incarnation. I'm not only believing it because I'm able to sort of communicate in a way. I always try to communicate to the spirit world, and I also learn a lot about past lives. And I believe in the research behind this theory. So many scientists, psychologists, psychiatrists have suspended their skepticism in search of higher answers. We all familiar, you know, with one of my colleagues at Hay House, a very well-known Dr. Brian Weiss, who wrote a book, Many Lives, Many Masters. Then many other examples like Dolores Cannon, Dr. Johann Stevenson, Dr. Michael Newton, are just few of the people who perform groundbreaking work in the theory of reincarnation. So there are, for those people who learn hypnotherapy, and there are so many hypnotherapists in this world who perform past life regression, and they say the same thing, that their patient, you know, when they're under hypnosis, they bring back to life experiences coming from previous times when they leave, you know. So under hypnosis, nobody dies. So nobody lies. So everybody is just seeing the truth. So they simply reporting what they are seeing. And if the patient aren't lying, it can be just a coincidence that almost all of them report the same or similar experiences. And they all say the same thing, you know, how the way the spirit leaves the body towards the light. And they go through a tunnel of light and they emerge into a beautiful scene, natural and with serenity, and they claim that they are greeted by familiar souls. I had a near-death experience when I was 5 years old, and I drowned in a river. And I can tell with certainty that I experienced the exactly same phases that people who had the similar experience talk about. I saw the light, I saw the tunnel, I saw a beautiful valley, the familiar faces, the welcoming home. But I didn't continue the journey because my soul came back and my father saved me. So the patient who, you know, recount that on the other side, their soul had to reflect on the life they had, you know what I mean? Without a doubt and without fear and without traumatic memories, they bring back those experiences. It is absolutely fascinating. I do believe, because I've consulted with a lot of people, that the process, I do believe the way the process of incarnation begins, that almost all patients who do hypnosis are consistent in the way they report their proofs, you know, about what they experience, you know, in that moment in which you can say, okay, you died. I want to talk to you about this because it's such a fascinating topic. And I want to share with you the 9 signs that you can take into consideration to recognize a reincarnated soul and start, acknowledging, you know, the soul is back with you. So if you want to talk to me about this fascinating topic, you know, the number to call in is 202-570-7057. And my amazing producer, Christopher, will take your calls and will connect you with me. But before I take your calls, and I know already I have a lot of people online wanting to speak with me, I want you to know that I have a new book that just came out. And Om Time Magazine is going to do an article on my book, and my book will be released the 27th of July. So I'm really excited to announce the release of my newest book. It's called Committed, Finding Love and Loyalty Through the 7 Archetype. I want to tell you a little bit about the book, and I want to let you know that on the 7th, you can actually purchase the book for 99 cents, but only on that day of the launch. Now, commitment is a problem for most people, and love relationship that is causing us a lot of problems. But what exactly is commitment and why it is so hard to achieve? Because everybody is struggling with love. But if you, in a point in your life in which you say, I'm ready to end cycles of pain, I'm ready to let go of disappointment, I'm ready to foster a truly fulfilling relationship, then I suggest you read this book, because this is a book for everybody, you know, that want to reevaluate the way you think about love. My book is, Dr. John Gray called it a manual that unfolds in 2 parts. The book talks about the work you need to do to perform inside yourself and the 7 distinctive archetypes you'll encounter on the outside world. So what are you going to learn in my book? To re-examine core beliefs you hold about commitment, to relinquish harmful assumptions, to clear karmic patterns that were passed down, and to heal emotional trauma from your youth, to liberate yourself from people and places that no longer serve you, and habits that hinder your relationship potential, and develop an unshakable sense of self-worth so that you give love, not love to a partner, but to the right partner. And the 2nd part of the book is supposed to teach you about how to identify your partner's archetype, meaning his strength, his weaknesses, his mindset, his inclination, and his commitment capacity, and determine your own love archetype. So make your partner commit based on his needs, his fear, his desires of his archetype. So the book helps you navigate through the world of online and personal dating. So it gives you that extra tool that we all need in the world today. One of the things that I consider that has significant relevance in this book is the fact that it builds emotional intimacy. You know, it's almost like this chapter can be an entire book. So teaching you how to build that emotional intimacy is key if you want to have a good relationship. Apply real-world solution to resolve any relationship. This is also the goal of this book. Now, commitment is meant to help you find and keep the love you deserve, an authentic, impassionate relationship that fills you with excitement every morning and puts your mind at ease every night. I want you to get this. And if you want to find out about the release of my book, there is the easiest way is go to carmenjara.com, my website, and sign up for my mailing list. And if you sign for my mailing list, you will receive an email very, very soon telling you when commitment is available to be purchased at Barnes & Noble, in bookstores, and of course at Amazon. And the official launch is the 27th, when you actually have a chance to get this book for just, what, 99 cents. You cannot buy a coffee with that money. But if you want to know, you know, much more about the book, the easiest way, as I said, go to carmenjara.com. I would love to see who's calling me. And I actually, I see a lot of people calling me from Singapore. I see Domindas from Boston. Of course, my wonderful Elani. So I'm going to go right now after break. I'll take a break. And after the break, I'll go to Boston. And then I'll go to Leilani. And then I go straight to Singapore. So you guys don't go anywhere. I'll be with you back in a moment.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
And I'm back on Om Time Radio. I want to share with you that my dog, Valentino, I love so much. I bought my dog with my husband, who also died. And Valentino all of a sudden got sick. And I knew, I was aware he was old. I tried everything. I think I tried everything because I was in so much pain. I would have done anything to help him. And I saw him suffering. I couldn't put him to sleep. And my daughter went to my husband's grave, and she was praying to her dad to help Valentino. And my daughter was, my husband's grave is in New York, so I'm in Florida. My daughter then sent me a picture that she's at the grave praying for my husband to help Valentino somehow, to help him get better. And the moment I got that picture, Valentino looks in my eyes and he dies in that moment. And I was so convinced that my husband took my dog. I was absolutely sure that that's the way it happened. So talking about the communication with the soul on the other side, and how significant it is to celebrate every moment we have with the people we love, with the animals we love, and to celebrate every moment on Earth. But excuse me being so emotional. It's very hard on me. But I wanted to show you how when we pray to the people on the other side, they will always help us. And I'm going to go now and take your calls. And I'm going to go to Boston. Hi, Domindas, my love. How are you, my dear?
Hello, good to hear. Sorry for your loss. I haven't heard you in a long time.
How are you, my beautiful?
I'm home. I haven't been working late. That's why I wasn't for a long time.
Okay, I was just curious, what was going on with you? I haven't heard from you.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that you're back.
I know. I have had two jobs for more than a year, and now I did a gastric bypass. I'm at home for 6 weeks. I that's why I got a chance to be on your radio again.
Good, beautiful. So how's everything with you, and how can I help you?
I'm okay. Working on my health. I just did a gastric bypass, so I feel better health-wise already. I'm still, I have been divorced for the past 3 years. Still can't let go of my husband yet, so it's crazy. I don't know how long it's going to take to heal, but that's the only problem.
Sometimes these things take forever to heal.
I know. It's crazy. It's horrible, but it's better than I'm not.
But are you ready to move on? Are you ready to bring someone else in your life?
I think because maybe I'm working on my health right now. Nobody has shown up yet. Maybe that's why. Maybe I'm focused on getting
well,
my
as long health. As you hold on to the past, it's going to be very hard to bring someone else into your life. So you just have to be... Because in your case, I don't know how... this divorce was really meant to happen or was just created by circumstances, by a lot of interferences and a lot of people from the outside world interfering in your marriage. And I think that this caused the marriage to fall apart. And I know from what I remember, you didn't really want a divorce. So I'm not sure whether your husband really wanted a divorce, but consequently it did happen. So is he still in good terms with you? Is he calling you or not really?
It was weird. Like he just called me. Like right now I had to tell him I'll call him later. I wasn't sure. Maybe just to check on me how I'm doing because of the surgery. He has been nice that way, just calling to check on me if I'm doing
good. It's good to be in good terms with him. Yeah, very significant.
Yeah.
Right.
That we fine. I don't have nothing.
Right. But how do you feel? How's your health?
Yeah, I'm getting better. The surgery helped me, and no more gas, like no more acid reflux already.
Good.
I've lost some weight, so I have a lot of hope.
Well, you needed to lose the weight. You know, a lot of the weight was emotional in your case.
Yeah,
usually when you go through a hard time, then food becomes your best friend. And you're not aware and you overeat and you become compulsive in a way because you just want to calm down. I think that was emotional eating. And I also believe that now that you lost the weight, that gives you back your self-esteem.
Yes.
Do you also exercise?
Because of the surgery, I'm walking only right now. The doctor
only walking. That's good enough. That's good exercise.
Yeah.
Walking is very good.
Mm-hmm. The doctor said I can bicycle, but I just don't feel comfortable yet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Good to hear
you
again.
So, how can I help you? How can I help you?
Oh, just hearing your voice, you're already helping. So you're very more somebody that... motivate me and
you're so sweet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just to hear you, it's a magical thing, mystical, a happening.
Okay.
It's nice to hear you again.
Okay, my love. So call me anytime and let me know. I'm looking forward for you to call me and say, listen, I'm starting a new, it's a new beginning. I have a new life, you know. I don't look back. You know, I'm excited with the way life is shaping up. So I want to hear that from you.
Yeah, I have a lot. I hope it will happen at some point.
Everything will happen. Just yeah. Make it happen. Participate in making it happen.
Yes, yeah, thank you.
Okay, my love. I love you, sweetie. Thank you for calling me.
Okay.
And I'm going to go now to Leilani. Hi, my Leilani.
Hi, Carmen. Sorry to hear about your dog.
Hmm.
Yeah,
how are you,
my
beautiful?
With you. I
how
cried for 2 years when my dog died. I'm struggling lately. I'm just kind of fed up with trying and being in the unknown. I'm out of money.
It's the same problem. Yeah.
Yeah, and my spiritual community here is not opening. I don't know if you're aware. We're going to have to go, it looks like, into another lockdown in a couple months. There's a lot going on with that whole thing. I'm wondering if it's not Los Angeles I'm supposed to be in, if it's another city in California, maybe that's not so expensive. And then just, you know.
Have you ever thought about San Diego?
Yeah, I was just in San Diego a little while ago, staying with a friend near there. It's beautiful. You know, I wanted to actually go to the Yogananda Gardens to meditate, but they were closed.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego's beautiful. It's expensive too, though.
It's expensive, yeah.
I just feel like I need to heal some kind of money wound, or speaking of past lives,
mm-hmm.
I know in a past life, I was a very, very, very wealthy woman, but I was very, very horrible. I was horrible to my
people. You need to bring back the power of the money from that life.
Have you ever tried
to do hypnosis?
Yeah.
And remember?
Well, I do past life regression. That's one of my things I do. So I did a lot of healing around that past mm-hmm. life. And I'm just kind of exhausted, Carmen. I feel alone. I'm in this big city now alone. I have to leave where I'm house sitting tomorrow. I have a house sit come the 31st for almost a month in Santa Barbara, which is north.
Okay.
So I wanted to see what you thought. I don't know what I'm doing. Some days I have such faith, but then
I do feel like you are going to move in the near future from that area, but still be in California. Have you ever thought also of Florida?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm just not
because
a tropical,
Florida is
hot.
Great, but not as expensive as California.
Right, but I'm here, just not tropical hot weather person. I mean, I'm hot here and it's 78.
Well, guess what? It's not that hot over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's way, it's way better here than there.
I love California, though.
Right. So then stay there. If you like it there, stay there.
Okay, but how?
Just probably try to see whether it's possible for you to be other parts of California, you know?
Yeah.
Right. I think you're going to move, and I do see you finding a steady place where you will be working.
Really?
You're associated with, fine. And I also see you having your own space. Stable. I see that stability. But it has to come with you generating income. Yeah.
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 And I don't know how to do that. Because I get overwhelmed and I just shut down. You know, I just get overwhelmed. Because every area of my life I need work. So, and it's always me. There's not any family to help or any friend. It's just always all on me. So I get overwhelmed, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it's crazy because sometimes there's just miracles too. So I don't understand. I don't understand the big ebb and flow.
Right. Right. You need a place where to work and generate income. Yes.
But what about my clients? That's the work I love. I mean, those clients
that I
have.
Well, you work with your clients. Clients you can have even if you work from a different area. You can keep those same clients. You can work with them on Zoom, on FaceTime.
Yeah, I do.
You don't have to give them in person.
Right, I do. I do long distance healing now, like your friend.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying you think I need to get a regular job on the side?
No, I don't see necessarily. I see you doing your own work. I see that you're going to be working a place like a center. So you'll do. I don't see you doing any other work other than the work you meant to do in the field of spirituality. This is where you belong. Doing what you know to do best, what you are good at.
Okay.
Right. So that's what I see actually going on for you.
Yeah,
so just don't be worried because you're going to find this place. But I don't think it's necessary in Los Angeles. Can you somehow put an ad or advertise something and let people know where you are? You need a little bit of publicity.
I don't know. I can look into it. Maybe there's like little local newspaper.
Do you have like a Facebook account that you can get an ad?
No, I don't use.
And let
Facebook
people know you don't have a Facebook account.
No, I deleted it because Facebook makes me sick.
No, but still, you don't need to do other than connect with people. It's a way to connect. So, or Instagram or Twitter. Find one of the social media. The only reason you need it is to let people know where you are and how they can contact you.
Yeah, I am on Instagram, but it's more personal. It's not like a business Instagram.
Okay, yeah.
But I guess I could create one, but I just...
Yeah, something that is just business. You need it for your work, nothing else. And it's okay to start from scratch. You can build it slowly. I just want people to know where you are and send me your info. I'll put it again on my social media.
Okay.
In which we can specify where you are and where you work, from which area you work, how people can see you actually if they want in that area. Because, you know, for you and for the business that you do, California is actually the best.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely. California is the place. California is interested in spiritual work. There's so many people out there that can, you know, resonate with you, that will need your help.
But you don't know where, you think maybe around San Diego?
I don't have a specific place, but I feel it's more towards that area. It may be closer, it may be in between.
Okay.
At this point, it doesn't matter where you stay, and you should not be in the town that is the most expensive. Even if you are at a distance, because the work that I know from my own work, you can work from home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just was here because of Agape International, my spiritual community, but they're not, I don't think they're going to open for a while. And we're having to wear masks again here. So
right.
I think some of that is coming back.
I see you in a center. That means there will be a place where you will go. But a lot of work can be done from home. But you need the contacts and you need to let people know where they can find you.
Okay.
This is a very good career, and you're doing it very well.
Oh, thank you. I actually love it. I had a session yesterday And I just love it. And
because you help so many people, and you are such an authentic soul. You're so genuine. Oh, you're so real.
Thank you. My client said she thinks God sent me to her.
I believe that. That
was very sweet. But Carmen, I'm just kind of like, I could cry. I'm so exhausted from moving and trying to figure out the whole, I would call it the 3D world.
The avenue you go is not the path you're taking, meaning the way you try to achieve, you know, something we're missing in this equation. Something is not right because we're not getting what we want.
What do you mean in this time?
The financial stability is where the problem is.
Yeah.
You cannot build anything if you don't have the foundation. That money aspect is so powerful.
Right. Right.
That's what you need.
Maybe I could buy a lot of...
To have income. And you can have income if you have clients. You don't have the clients because people don't know. They don't know you exist. They don't know where to find you. If you don't have social media, they're not going to know where to find you. But if you have social media, you can have access to a lot of people. Or try to put an ad in a newspaper, a magazine, something like this.
Okay.
All I know that you will make it.
Oh, thank you. I hope to. I'm tired.
Okay, my lovely.
Thank you.
I wish I can help you more. But all I can say, send me again. You know what I mean? Send me again. Okay. All right, my love. I love you.
And I'll pray for you too. Love you. Bye.
Okay, my beautiful Alani. I'm going to go and take a break, and I'll be back with you in a moment.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back. I'm Carmen Hara on Om Time Radio. And I'm going to go to Singapore to my beautiful Marlene. How are you, my dear?
Hello, Dr. Carmen. How are you?
I love you, my sweetheart. How's everything with you?
I'm okay. I'm doing well. So I feel so sorry about your dog.
I know.
Well, I'm still on the dating side, but the reason why I'm calling is I just want to know about
Did you get my book?
I'm waiting so I can decide.
You're breaking up, Berlin. I don't know. The reception is very difficult. I cannot hear you very well. Can you make sure that you get closer to the phone?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Better, yes.
Yeah. I haven't received your book yet, so I'm still waiting because I think I really need it to decide who I will commit to because I don't know. Well,
right.
Yeah. There's a lot of great guys in there, so they're just like, I don't know whom I can commit to, so I'm not really sure about that.
Can you just try to see who's who and, you know, just learn from the book what kind of an archetype these people have, who they are, what they want, how they understand commitment. Do they really want to be in a relationship or just playing? Because the world of the online dating is full of people who are not serious, who have no intention to commit. Just having fun, and you not ask yourself, do you want to just have fun or want something real, authentic, serious?
Yeah, that's why I need your book, because I'm still waiting.
Right. Yeah, I really believe that you want something more serious. I don't think you're in a phase of just let me play with my love. I don't think so. I think you're very sensitive. I think for you at this moment, it's significant to engage in something more serious. So that's why all those guys that you might see online that seem great at the beginning, try to look deeper. Try to find out much more about them. And if they're not serious, don't lose your time with them.
Yeah, understand.
But I do see you finding somebody who's your match. You always find, always find our other half. You will meet somebody. Yeah. I think I told you a long time ago that somebody new is coming in your life.
Yeah, I know. I'm still waiting
for
that person.
You have to work on that, you know? Right.
I'm not sure how to do it, but I'm still waiting. But anyway, is that not exactly what I'm calling? So the thing is, all my life, I've been helping my family and relatives. So over these past few years, I just like suddenly like backing up to help them because I want them to be independent. You know?
That's a very good idea. It's a good idea. Everybody should be independent because if you continue to give them money and give them money, you interfere with their karmic path because you don't let them generate their own income. So they got used to the idea, oh, there's money coming from my cousin or from my whatever. So I feel very confident. I don't need to do anything. So that's called bad karma at the end of the day. So you want to generate that karmic path. So it's better to detach a little bit, stop feeding into this, you know, and let them, be who they meant to be. Let them build their own personality. Let them build their own structure and create their own money energy.
Yeah, but the thing is, sometimes I feel so bad it's not helping them, but I'm trying to harden my heart. But it's not so easy, but
no,
I know.
Don't feel guilt. Don't feel guilt. You know, there's more guilt in time if you give and give and give and don't let them grow on their own, you know, and learn on their own and find other resources because you exhaust your own self in trying to be good. And no matter how much you give, is never enough.
I know. It's been so many years, almost. I've been working in Singapore for more than 20 years, or 24 years, I think. And then every time they ask me, I'm always there. I'm always there to help them.
I did a course on Yale University. I did a course on happiness. And it was so interesting that what I learned through this course is that no matter how much we have, we want more. And we're still not happy. Because happiness has nothing to do with possession and having money. So in other words, no matter how much you give to these people and no matter how much they receive from you, it's never going to make them feel happy or express gratitude necessarily. So this is where you have to rethink what you exactly are doing and take away the guilt. I don't want you to feel guilty. There's no guilt here.
Yeah, because sometimes it's like my sister-in-law, and then I don't want to answer her call, and she's sending me messages. I feel so bad. Also, my sister is asking for money
again. But don't feel bad. Don't feel bad by not doing it. You have to let them know at this point you don't have it. So what if you don't have it? What if tomorrow you really cannot give them? What are they going to do? If you let them grow up and acknowledge and find other resources and find resources within themselves, your sister-in-law has to find her own resources. She should not rely on you, because tomorrow, let's say you cannot help, what is she going to do? You see, so you create a habit and you create something karmic that is not necessarily positive.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know because since my father passing, I know I'm only the one who's been like dreaming of him, you know. So I don't know. And then my mother, my siblings, they don't dream of him. Only me, even all my relatives.
Because probably passed, you have a stronger connection with him at the soul level. You never know, you know.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. Maybe because of your topic now, I want to know what is my destiny. What did I reincarnate? Do I really owe them my past life? You know.
I think you lived in another life in Europe. I don't know if you ever felt any connection with that part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense or no?
I think so. Maybe because right now I'm doing a volunteer work. I'm teaching English.
Right.
And yeah, maybe my accent is there. So I don't know. I think so.
It's not only that. I feel like I have a sense of past life somewhere at the beginning of the 19th century in, I feel, Italy and Spain, which is interesting. Places of the world where you lived before. Actually, I go back with your soul long time ago, somewhere by the time of 2,000 years ago, by the time of Jesus, you know. I see you in Rome, you know. It's just so interesting. I have that impression for a second that you lived a long time ago. And even longer, going back 25,000 years ago, by the time of the Lemurian. Then you were very fascinated in spiritual teaching, and you had some magical stones. I see you, you know, the world was so different back then. No technology, no electronics, no cellular, none of this. But you lived in an interesting home, and you had all kinds of rocks and stones that had magical power. You were interested in spirituality then. You were a woman of wisdom.
Oh, great.
So it's interesting. Those impressions come to me about your soul. I see you somewhere in England by the 15th century. So I see you go, your soul choosing different incarnation, a lot of them in Europe, and then you also lived in America. I think that was probably your last life. What is your connection with the United States?
Well, I have a lot of relatives in there, so I don't know.
Right.
And then I have someone trying to get my attention from States at the moment, and one from Spain and one from Rome, you just mentioned it. So they're good guys. So I don't know whom I'm going to choose them.
So pay attention to the guy from Spain and from the U.S. I will not be surprised you'll come back to the U.S. Your last life was in U.S. and you had a son in that life.
Yeah, this guy, I don't know much about him yet. He's from Europe, actually, and then he moved to U.S. He's in Miami right now. He's a car dealer. He seems to be a good guy, though, so he doesn't have a kid. Yeah, but I don't know his birthday yet. He seems like he doesn't trust me yet, I think, because we're in a dating site, so. But I can see that he's
but
a good guy.
But try to find out, try to communicate and see what is he looking for. If your definition of commitment matches his, if you on the same path, if you try to find out his background, what is his intention, you know, towards having a life partner. So try to look deeper. Don't jump into any conclusion unless you do your inner work to see what's really going on with you and with this person.
Okay.
So the more you know, the better it gets. And if you see something is not right, don't spend time.
All right,
I understand. If you see any red flags, you walk away.
Understand. I got it. So I really need your book. So okay, what is my destiny now?
So, let me know when you get the book. Send me an email, call me, text me, and we'll be in touch, my love. I am so grateful that you called. It's so good
to
hear your voice.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you. I feel so happy to hear you. Thank you.
I love you. I'm going to go to Robin in Pennsylvania. Hi, Robin. How are you, my love?
Hello, Carmen. Yes, last week we only had like 2 minutes to talk, but so you told me to call back, you know, this week. So I tried a new lawyer, and this one seemed very, very interested. The only problem was that he said there's not much time left for the because September's coming and the tort claim will end. And so
it's still good enough. He still has time.
Well, yeah, because I wrote everything out like in 68 pages. It's like handing it to him like on a silver platter. But if he's not interested,
exactly.
I can't do anything. I don't know what to do.
No, you have to get this new person in on board. That's what you need to do.
How do I do it? But, you know, he goes through somebody. He doesn't talk to me personally on the phone, this lawyer.
Why? This doesn't make sense.
Well, it's all done. They have somebody, you know, that takes the information, and then she gives it to him, and he decides what to do with it or not.
Okay. So there's somebody right now who's mediating. Yeah, I hear you.
And she was very... Okay. Excited about everything I was talking about, and I felt as though this was the woman you talked about a while ago to me, but I finally think I found it, but yet I can't see.
So you have to be in direct communication with this new person, not through someone else. Talk directly to someone and find out if they're really willing to take your case or not. Be very upfront, very direct, and give her, as you said, you have it all. You just give her everything on a silver platter. So she has it all, you know. So you're pretty much giving her the case. But you cannot be kept in the dark when there's so little time left by not knowing whether she's going to take your case or not.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a man. I think it's a man. I don't think it's a woman. But this woman
that I talked to,
she was very excited about it.
I feel it's a man and a woman. I feel this is a law firm that has both a man and a woman. I feel like you will be able to talk to them within this week or 10 days. You'll be able to have communication. But I do believe that there will be someone else talking about your father helping you to get this done.
Oh, that's good. Because I'm telling you, Carmen, I worked weeks and weeks and weeks on it, and I'm so good. I'm such a great researcher, and
yes, you are.
And I'm telling you, everything is there. Everything. It would only take them like an hour and a half to read it, and then they'd have to study it. But it's all there. Mm-hmm. All the information is there. All you have to do is just take the case. But they have to listen to me. They have to. You know, and I don't know how to push it. I you know, if they don't want to talk to me, I don't know how to get to them.
Right.
Unless
all I can say that you need one person who's a good person, who has ethics and morals and good intention and resonates with the case. That's all you need.
That's right.
All you need. And yeah. And you will be able, you know what I mean? You'll be able to make it happen.
Okay.
And you
with this particular firm.
I feel it's this with this particular firm because I feel if this is the firm, then within a week you will be able to have direct communication with the firm.
Okay. I'll push it. What I could do is say, look, I'll overnight the information. Just look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be a good idea?
Perfect. That's a very good idea. Yeah.
Okay. So, anyway, I'm on to Saturday. I'm on to moving to my new place in South Carolina, and so I guess that's my destiny. And I don't know, you know, as far as my life there and
Right.
So for reincarnation, I don't know if there's somebody there that's going to influence me at all.
Well, I think, do you feel anybody on the other side in connection with you right now?
No, I mean, I always believe that my mother and father are looking over me, always.
Oh, for sure, yeah. But do you communicate with them? Do you try to, you know, talk to them loud voice because they're going to hear you?
Oh, yes. Perfect. And I feel in my heart that they just want the best for me.
Okay, my love. I'm at the end of the show. Thank you, Robin, for calling me. And thank you, everybody, for listening. I'm Carmen Jara on Home Time Radio. My new book, Committed, Finding Love and Loyalty Through the Seven Archetypes, is going to be released July 27. If you want to find out much more, go to carmenjara.com and subscribe to my newsletter. You will receive a link. You'll be able to purchase the book for 99 cents. How amazing is that? I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be with you next week on Home Time Radio, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.